guys from Guster have been making great music for more than 30 years now. And they're getting ready for what's become a terrific annual event in Southern Maine. To fill us in on all the details, we're happy to be joined on the telephone line by Guster's Adam Gardner. Getting ready for another big On the Ocean weekend, the fifth time around. But first, I need a health update. The last I saw, the band was dealing with, a toothache, poison oak, anything else come up?
Yeah, it's been a weird one. I think we turned 50 and it all just fell apart. Everyone's bodies are breaking down out here. No, everyone's doing great now. Ryan had laryngitis the first week of the tour and had to take some steroids for that. And then once he got better there, he proceeded to roll around in some poison oak. He got that all over his face. So he's been on several rounds of steroids. Turns out he actually handles steroids quite well. I think he should start just doing push-ups and sit-ups and get, swollen.
So this is the new jacked up Guster then.
That's it. Yeah. Ryan has to buy new clothing. Everyone can admire his biceps on the ocean. And everything's fine. Brian has some tooth stuff. That's all settled out too. So I don't know. I seem to be doing fine. Everything's cool on my end.
Well, you just need to get the guys to Maine and everything will be better.
That's right. You got to get him. Yeah, exactly. Wasn't that like the way back in the 20s or whatever? It's like, they just need to get up to get some fresh air. So, that'll be the cure-all for sure.
Well, this has been such a great event over the years. Hard to believe this is the fifth annual.
Yeah. And that's after, a couple of years of COVID pause as well. So, it's exciting. It's been, this one really is really more what we were hoping On the Ocean would always be, which is very heavily music focused and having a lot more of our friends and favorite bands joining us for the weekend and not just having it be a Guster experience, but far beyond that. So that we're really excited for this year.
Well, 3 days of great music. Let's talk about the lineup for each night here. Starting on Friday at the State Theater, you guys will be there for, it's a little prom, Enchantment Under the Ocean with Casey Magic.
Yeah, we wanted to take advantage of the fact that Friday is different than Saturday and Sunday. It's an indoor, more intimate venue. Last year, we took advantage of that by doing a special acoustic show with strings and horns and special arrangements of the songs. This time, we wanted to make it more fun. I saw Back to the Future recently with my kids, and they had that whole Enchantment Under the Sea, like 50s prom. I was like, that would be hilarious if we did a theme like that. So that's kind of where that came from. We're doing the whole thing. Everyone's going to wear their prom dresses or whatever their attire that they think is appropriate for prom will be. And that'll be just a fun night before the big Thompson Point show Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, you've got shows both days at Thompson's Point with a wide array of guest performers. Can you talk about some of the other people and groups that'll be playing this weekend?
Yeah, I'm really excited. So Saturday will be an all-day festival again. We have events for kids and the whole family. But as far as the music goes, some of our favorite bands, Bahamas, which is one of my favorite bands of all time, will be playing. Madison Cunningham, the Ballroom Thieves, and Brooke Annabelle. And then on Sunday, Shaky Graves, Lucius, and Oshima Brothers will be joining us. And we'll be doing a special performance of our 20th anniversary record, Keep It Together. So we'll be performing that in full and in album order on Sunday.
That is very cool. We're talking with Adam Gardner of Guster, the On the Ocean weekend kicking off on Friday night. A lot of things going on. Food trucks, a chance to show off some great Maine eats this weekend, too.
Yeah, the whole idea of this is, I'm married a Mainer. I'm from Hawaii, but I've been in Maine since 2005 and just fell in love with this place and realized that a lot of our fans may not have been to Maine before, and why not have an event during the prime of summer in Maine at its best? So it's a lot of this is a celebration of Maine, from the seafood and the food that you mentioned to just the beautiful surroundings here. But it's almost like a wedding weekend where we invite people out as a destination wedding, and I make a list of here's my favorite ice cream spot, here's my favorite beach, here's my favorite coffee spot, and some of these our unofficial list, and some are officially, like, you know, the beer that we're making with Bissell Brothers this year is going to be fantastic. And, you know, the fact that we're even experimenting with the marijuana space with making a Guster gummy with Zenia and having it exclusively available at Venus and Mars in the Old Port.
Well, it's very cool. And there's something for everybody.
Local. Yeah. And just trying to find ways to support local businesses and partners, you know, for the family friendly events. We partnered with the Children's Museum right there on Thompson's Point. So fans can come and go, you know, the ticket allows re-entry. So you can come and go from Bissell Brothers and get the beer right there at Thompson's Point. You can come and go from the Children's Museum and hang out with your families there. And of course, inside the venue itself, we'll have lots of other fun activities like we have in the past as well.
And on Sunday, a chance to help out a great cause too with a Reverb service project. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, Reverb's an environmental nonprofit that my wife and I founded in 2004 and are co-directors of. And all season at Thompson's Point, we provide free drinking water and reusable water bottles. But we're upping the ante for on the ocean and having a larger environmental action village there where people can plug into local organizations and groups, and of course, get free water and special on the ocean reusable water bottle. And we're doing a service project with Portland Trail right there, Thompson's Point, too, with a group of Guster fans to improve the surrounding areas. And we've done that every on the ocean.
So could you guys have ever imagined back in college just a few years ago that, first of all, it would still be going on and going strong after all these years, but that you would be pulling together events like this and you'd not only have fans who'd been around for decades, but bringing in new generations of fans?
Yeah, it is pretty wild to see the kids that are maybe were initially dragged to a show by their parents that are now also fans. Pretty cool to see that happen and see how, as we grow old, our fans grow old with us. They're, you know, generally they're about a decade behind us in age, but yeah, it's really neat to see what is coming into this and there's such a great community that's been built up around the band that honestly we only can take partial credit for. Like, it's really the fans themselves have really organized themselves and have kept this really tight-knit community, and this is just a way for them to gather for a long weekend and enjoy each other as well as the music.
Hey, the music still sounds great, though. And when I saw you were doing Keep It Together, I thought, well, I've got to go back and revisit that. I've listened to cuts, but I hadn't listened to the album in its entirety in a couple of years. And man, it still sounds great. The music, it doesn't just hold up, but it sounds as fresh now as it did 20 years ago.
That's great to hear. I mean, it's hard to have perspective as someone who made it, so it's nice to hear others' perspectives on it.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful event, as it always is. Are you in Maine today? No.
No, we're still on tour, so we're making our way. We started out west on this tour run. We had a show at the San Diego Symphony. We're doing all these symphony shows. And now we're in upstate New York and Canandaigua today, but making our way towards Maine now. But yeah, we've been slowly making our, not even so slowly, pretty quickly from California to Maine.
Well, we're getting some heavy rains here today, but it looks like we're going to clear it out and things should be absolutely wonderful for On the Ocean weekend. So that must just be the power Guster has to be able to make sure the weather cooperates.
I think I have a little contract with Mother Nature where we try our best through Reverb to protect her, and she sometimes tries to not let it rain. I don't know if that's obviously just in my mind, but I'll hold on to it if it helps.
I buy into that completely. Just the same control does not extend to things like poison oak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I think we've been pretty lucky in general with weather, but obviously it's a challenge. But yeah, the weather's looking beautiful for the weekend, and we can't wait.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, we always appreciate you making time for us, Adam. Travel safely, and look forward to all the great events coming up this weekend, Guster, On the Ocean, right here in Maine. Thanks so much, Adam.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.